أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو أعلم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام مقبل محمد عزيز جبار متقدير. In this particular ayat, Allah says in the Quran, He is Allah. There is no God except Him, the King, the Most Holy, All Perfect, the Source of Serenity, the Watcher of all, the Almighty, the Supreme, the Might, the Majestic, the Glorified is Allah, and far above what they associate with Him in worship. And when we look at this particular ayat, you know, Allah is describing Himself. You know, I know work in the programs I've worked with addiction in the field of addiction, and one of the concepts of AA, it says that God as you understand Him. And so they're having people basically make their own concept of a higher power or a deity. But when you look in the Quran, Allah describes Himself. When we look at Ayat al-Kursi, Allah describes Himself in Ayat al-Kursi. He describes Himself in this particular ayat. Again, He is the King, the Most Holy, the All-Perfect, the Source of Serenity, the Watcher of all, the Almighty, the Supreme, the Might, the Majestic, glorified as Allah, far above what they associate with Him in worship. Because you have people who worship trees. You have people who worship animals. You even have people who worship themselves. So this is the thing that we have to recognize as Muslims, that Allah has given us a special gift, a special gift. He's given us this deen, as we talked about in the Eid Khutbah. We talked about we have this perfected deen, as the Prophet ﷺ was given the verse. He said, this day, Allah says, this day have I perfected your religion and bestowed upon you Islam as your way of life. And so we have to look at that. Islam is a gift for the Muslims. Many of us who were raised in the church and many of us who didn't have any type of concept of a religion, you know, when we come to Islam, it is from an invitation. You can give dawah to people all day, but if it's not in their heart, if Allah has not invited them, then they may not come to Islam, and you might have somebody, you might talk to them just a few minutes, and they've been marinating and trying to find some type of spiritual path for many years, and you just basically put the icing on the cake. And they hear the words of Islam, and they come to Islam. So we don't make Muslims. It is Allah who makes Muslims. But we have to be the best example of Muslims that we can possibly be. And that means, again, not only just practicing this way, you know, rituals of the deen, the dress, the prayers, the fasting, all of these things, they are very important in this deen. But as I mentioned all the time, that the Prophet ﷺ said, he only came to change character. If we look at a thief of 1400 years ago, same as a thief today. A liar 1400 years ago is the same as a liar today. A person who was engaged in corruption 1400 years ago is the same as a person who is engaged in corruption today. So we have to be of those who recognize that character is timeless. People of the past who we value, based on their character, they sought to change the world. Many people. And so we have to understand that when we are passed from this place, the phase of life, what will people say about us? Will they say we were honest people? Will they say we kept our words? Will they say we are those who basically put Islam before everything? Put Islam before everything. So we have to look at how, you know, we are as Muslims. Aisha radiallahu anha reported that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his prayer, he would not sit long enough but to say, O Allah, you are peace, and from you is peace. Blessed are you, Allah, the majestic and noble. And so we have to understand that even the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was guaranteed Jannah, he was guaranteed paradise, he still continued to petition Allah. And so those of us who don't have that same guarantee, you know, what keeps us from petitioning Allah? Allah who knows when every leaf falls, when every soul who was born and who will be born and comes into existence. He is the all-knowing. He is, when we say Allahu Alam, he knows all. These are some of the things that we have to look at And first of all, you know, most of all, Allah asks us to bring peace, because Muslim is one who submits to Allah in peace. And we are supposed to be at peace. You can be in the middle of a war zone and be at peace. Or you can be in a tranquil forest, and if you're not at peace inside, if you don't have the essentials of peace inside, you can have a great deal of anxiety in a tranquil forest. And so the goal is to for us to attain that type of peace, to attain the type of serenity, the sakin, that only Allah can give. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there's a morsel of flesh that when it's bad, the whole body is bad. When it's good, the whole body is bad. And that morsel of flesh is the heart. That morsel of flesh is the heart. And he also says that everything rusts. Even the heart can rust. And he said, the remembrance of Allah removes the rust from the heart. And so these are some of the things that we have to just internalize, brothers and sisters. We have to do this to be at peace. Internal peace. And it's also based on your submission to Allah. We don't just want to be, again, Muslims by just by name. We want to be Muslims by commitment. And what are we committing to? We're committing to, first of all, the worship of Allah. We're committing to the fact that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last prophet. He's the seal of the prophets. There'll be no more prophets. You have people calling themselves prophet this and prophet that, and they put an I in the prophet. They just want a prophet. They want a prophet from people's vulnerabilities. They want a prophet from the weakness. They want a prophet from the people's lack of a spiritual understanding of a concept of the Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah. These are some of the things that we have to look at. These are some of the things that we're battling against. As I mentioned earlier this week, that many people don't even accept any religion. Many people just call themselves spiritual. What are the rules for spirituality? But in Islam, we have a greater concept of spirituality, because we have rules for how we are to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be of those to carry this message, not only to our families, but our neighbors, but everywhere. The message that Allah is one. The message that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, he taught that same message. He taught the message that Allah is one. Moses alayhi salam, he taught that message that Allah is one. So we have to stop making Islam something foreign and strange, but it's the same message all of the prophets, peace be upon them all, taught, that Allah is one. And I mentioned before in the past how when I wasn't yet a Muslim, I remember seeing a poster in Philadelphia, and it was just a simple message. It says that, you know, Adam named all the prophets, all the way to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said that, in the poster, like a concert poster. Said, all of these men were prophets. Why aren't you? And that struck a chord in my heart. And so we have to use the technology that Allah has given us, the digital technology, the social media, as opposed to just spending our countless hours just wasting that time that we're going to have to give account for. Let's use it to give the da'wah. Use it to spread the word of Islam. When you're talking to people, there'll be a dawah moment. Seek a dawah moment. Don't cross a boundary and impose it on them, but to look for opportunities to teach about Islam. And then when people ask you, you know, what gives you so much peace? A dawah moment. Say, I pray at least five times a day. I fast. Not only Ramadan, but I fast, you know, sometime, you know, a couple of days a week. You know, I keep myself away from people that mean ill towards me, and I associate with people that basically bring me closer to the Creator. And not only just in behavior, brothers and sisters, we have to eat right. We have to eat right. One of the quotes Imam Jamil was fond of from was C. Everett Koop. He talked about how the Americans are digging their graves with their teeth. And so throughout the Muslim world, you have high rates of hypertension, high rates of diabetes, high rates of cancer. We can control these types of things just from the things that we eat. We have to basically follow the dictators of Allah, says, eat of the things that are good and pure. I mean, just because it's halal don't mean that, you know, we have to eat a whole table full of food. buffet, eat the whole buffet. You know, just because it's halal, it doesn't mean that it can't cause you certain illnesses. As the Prophet ﷺ said, you eat, because we don't follow that rule either. One-third food, one-third water, one-third air. That's how we should eat, in moderation. Don't be gluttonous. So we, and that helps to give us peace. These are some of the things that we have to work on, brothers and sisters. You know, we have to also not only just eat right, but we also want to make sure that we're getting a proper amount of sleep. Because if we don't get the proper amount of sleep, then we're not the best people that we can be. We're going to be irritable. You know, we have to work on, again, all the time, getting that internal peace. As the Prophet ﷺ said, verily, your own self has rights over you. So fast and break your fast and sleep. So he talks about the importance of sleep. You know, we talk about the sunnah nap after Asr. You know, so these are some of the things that I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, not only the peace external, because we should be of those to be of the peacemakers. In this country, not only in this city, there's an epidemic of violence. So we need to look at ways of bringing peace to the warring factions. We've done that in the past. The Muslims helped to bring about peace treaties with some of the major gangs, the Crips, the Bloods, and all of them. So we have to basically not be like the proverbial ostrich and stick our heads in the sand. We have to be of those who are concerned about our neighbors. Again, the Prophet ﷺ said, your neighbor is 40 houses in any direction. People are dying. And young people, you can make a decision today. You can make a decision today that can impact you the rest of your life. When I was a teenager, I didn't even think I was going to make it to 21. And some of you on this floor may be thinking the same thing. I didn't think I was going to make it to 21 based on the violence that was going on in my city of Chester. So we have to basically mentor you, again, because we didn't have us. You have us OGs to talk about, you know, how you can get over this hump, get past these teenage years. Because young people are dying all throughout the country. And so we have to make healthier decisions. You can go left or you can go right. What is your 10-year plan? What is your one-year plan? What is your one-day plan? So we have to be of those who seek the advice from those who have been where you are, because you haven't been where we were, where we are at this time. And so we have to be of the peacemakers, brothers and sisters. We have to get with the people who are trying to make significant changes in the society. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta la dhu jalali wal ikram. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له اللهم كله هم وهو على كل شيء قدير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Has thou seen him who maketh his desire his God, and Allah sendeth him astray purposely, and sealed up his hearing and his heart, and set it on his sight as a covering, set on his sight as a covering? Then who will lead him after Allah has condemned him? Will you not then heed? Again, as Allah says, those who take their own desires as their Lord, something that feels good to them, that's what they worship. They put it above Allah. You know, we have to manage our desires and emotions. We have to manage our anger. We have to manage our anger because, again, anger is shaitan's intoxicant. It's shaitan's intoxicant. It's just like when you get angry, you get an adrenaline rush, and when the anger subsides, you get an endorphin release. So you got, again, meth on one end and you got heroin on the other end, all created by your brain. So we have to basically work on our anger. As the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, the man asked him, advise me. And what did he say? Don't get angry. Advise me. Don't get angry. He said again, advise me. He said, don't get angry. And again, if you get angry, you know, again, sit down. If that doesn't work, lay down. You know, we have to recognize what emotions are taking us away from our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can't allow ourselves to just be self-centered individuals. As Muslims, you know, we are supposed to be about community, whether it's a physical community or whether it's a spiritual community. And so we have to work on reestablishing the concept of community, brothers and sisters, not just living together, but also working together. These are some of the things that we need to be doing, you know, as Muslims. And so, because we're going to be challenged, if you look around the world, right-wing philosophy is just overcoming Europe. All parts of the world, right-wing philosophy, and this is seeping here as well. And as Muslims and Islam, we stand as a barrier against that philosophy. We stand as a barrier. And that's why so much hatred was put towards the Muslims over the past decade. Because they understand that if the people come to Islam, then it takes that racism out of their heart. And El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X, he taught that, what, 50, 60 years ago, 1964, 65. He said that he met European Americans, or Europeans, and on Hajj, who didn't have that whiteness that he found in America, the racism, basically. And there's a brother that wrote a book. It's based on the book that Elijah Muhammad wrote, The Message to the Black Man in America, Brother Sheikh Halim. He wrote a book, says The Message to the White Man in America. And he wrote it using that template, but he's basically inviting white Americans to Islam. White Americans to Islam. They're the majority in this country, and Islam is not a private club. And so we have to be welcoming to all the races. Allah says that he has made us into nations and tribes that we may get to know one another, not that we despise one another. And so when people come to Islam, just like when we came to Islam, we had a lot of nationalism, black nationalism, worshiping black. And then the Islam basically taught us to be able to recognize people who didn't look like us as brothers and sisters. This is the work that we have to do. We have a complete program that people go to college for PhDs to learn diversity and all of that. Islam gives it to us wrapped in a nice package, and that package is the Quran. But we have to read it. We have to read it and heed it and understand it and internalize it, brothers and sisters. These are some of the things that we have to be conscious of. The Prophet ﷺ said, lurking towards another is diseases of the nations before you. Envy and hatred are razors. I do not say they shave hair, but rather they shave the religion. By the one who in whose hand is my soul, you will not enter paradise until you have faith, and you will not have faith until you love each other. Shall I tell you what can affirm that for you? And he said, spread peace between yourselves. And there is no vessel which the son of Adam can fill that is worse than his stomach. For it is enough for him to take a few bites in order to straighten his back. Yet, if he is unable to do so, then he may fill it with a third of food, a third of drink, and a third for his breath. And these are some of the things that we have to look at, taking care of ourselves from a mental perspective, physical perspective, and spiritual perspective. And as Allah says, as the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah loves those who seek to purify themselves. And if I've said anything in which it was inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet ﷺ has taught us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you had gained some insight, as always, all praise is due to Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَقِذْنَا إِنَّا سَيْنَا لَبْتَنَّا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلَ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتُهُ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector and grant us the victory over those who disbelieve. Iqamah.